We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Rolling Stones are going to play Jazz Fest, B.
Uh-oh.
Stones, the Killers, Widespread. Might need to make a trip.
When is it?
Draft weekend.
You're not making that?
Ain't no chance we're making that. But whatever. So I'm trying to figure this out. I just saw this. NBC Sports just tweeted this out. What year did the Giants win the Super Bowl, the Pistons won the finals, the Reds won the World Series, and the Edmonton Oilers won the Stanley Cup? The Pistons went back-to-back right before the Bulls, right? And I think the – would it be 90?
Yeah, early 90s. I would guess 1990 or 1991.
No, because 91 was
Skins.
It would
be the 90 season.
90.
All right, I just didn't know – I knew Edmonton was really good when they had, like – didn't they have, like, Gretzky and Messier and stuff? I just didn't know when that was.
Why did they put those teams together?
Because they all won the 1990 season. And the game is guess the year.
Oh, guess the year, okay.
I think it's 90. I guess I can see a Reds World Series. That'll tip us off. Here's what I wanted to do, though, Brian. Yep, it was 90. I remember that Reds team. B-Mitch, you have said this before, that a lot of Commanders fans, Redskins fans, Washington fans, whatever, their fondest memory, their favorite season, I mean, in the last 20, 25 years, is the Robert Griffin III season, 2012. And Robert is getting deep into the content game, and he posted a video this morning, and he likes to tag me in these videos, so then I get every reply, which is just terrific. Robert talking, what's that? Lantos Computers Rose. All right, well, we're going to play you this Robert thing in just a minute, where Robert's kind of explaining the worst mistake he made.
I saw some of it.
Yeah, well, wait. Whenever the fine technology that we have at Odyssey gets ready, we'll play that for you. But we got a little bit of breaking news here, B. Yeah. And I'm not hyping this one up. But we do have Robert now? Okay. So it's not a crazy tease. Vanderbilt is hiring JMU coach Mark Byington. So after the big run and winning that first-round game, he's out of Harrisonburg. All right, Robert Griffin III addressing himself.
What is the biggest regret in your career? Ooh, y'all hitting the heavy-hitting questions. I would say the biggest regret of my career is probably playing in 2013. I tore my ACL in the playoffs after the 2012 season against the Seattle Seahawks. Coming back and playing that season, pretty much 7-8 months removed from tearing not only my ACL, but also my LCL and my meniscus in my knee, is something that I don't think I should have done. I don't even want to say that. I know I shouldn't have played that year. But when you're a player and you're in fight or flight mode, you're always going to choose to fight. Despite going back and looking at the film and understanding that I was nowhere near 100%, sometimes we want something so bad that we're willing to hurt ourselves for it. When you're 23 years old and you have no professional experience, it's very hard to make those decisions when all you want to do is play the game.
There's no reference to all in for week one, which was his decision.
Yep.
And it was a marketing thing too with Adidas at the time, if you remember. I just, like, I don't know. There's a lack of self-awareness in all of these. I don't know.
Listen, man. Let's be real. a lot of things that happened with him. There were some things that they could have handled him a different way, but a lot of stuff happened because he was more concerned about what he was doing instead of, like you say, he did this for his teammate. He did it for his teammates. He had to make sure he was 100% before he got on the field. You know,
right.
Listen, bro, I thought Robert had an unbelievable year. I was looking forward to him trying to change the way this world works. But if you are young and you don't know, you listen. And listen to people who had been through what you're trying to go through instead of those who don't have a clue. And he seemed to listen to those who didn't have a clue and those who amen everything he said instead of making him think about it a little bit.
I find it really hard to go back.
Selective memory is what it's called.
Yo, that's great. That's exactly it. I mean, you're going back in time 11 years and ignoring the gigantic marketing pitch that was built around your return. Like,
that came from you,
right,
and your team, not anybody around you.
I mean, you could argue that he shouldn't have been playing in the Seattle game. And, I mean, even his I wonder.
How about this? Just look at the video of the moment of impact, or what was the moment called when he told Trent to don't say nothing when he knew he was hurt?
Right.
That's not what you're doing for your team. And there are a lot of other things that I know personally that was said that he ran back because he was worried, terrified,
dude,
of Kirk getting on the field.
Of Kirk,
and
right.
I think that is the reason why you played. You didn't play because of your teammates. You played because you knew someone was doing things that was being asked of them, and you were trying to change the whole thing just to benefit what you wanted, point blank.
And, I mean, go one step further. In that offseason, he demanded the offense change and all these other things that, you know, that's not for your teammates, dude. Like, the offense that was highly effective, the one rookie of the year, and, you know, what they win, 7 in a row?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to change that for your teammates, dude. That is, whether if you think it's for your health is one thing, if you think you have to establish yourself as a different kind of passer, I would say is another. I don't know. I get at this point, he's not lying, saying that his biggest regret is, you know, going all in for week one and pushing it to get back, and that kind of just set him down this path.
I would say the biggest regret should be going back in the year before when you went out
Seattle.
There. Yeah, when you went out and you hurt yourself even more. That might be the biggest regret.
Sure. I did want to check with Landfill on his reaction to Robert's latest video.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. I kind of think with RG3, he obviously had that great season. Then it was a total disaster here. And it seems like, you know, 12 years later, he's trying to launch a media career. But the only kind of interesting thing he has to say is constantly bringing up all of the drama from the 2013-2014 seasons over and over and over and over again. And I was tired of it about 5 years ago, and I'm about ready to lose my mind every time I hear something like this.
When I, in a break, I said, hey, Landfill, let's run this RG3 thing here. And he said, okay, but you have to send me a bullet that I can put in my head before I have to listen to another RG3 thing.
Did you send a bullet?
I'm all out of bullets. I tend to agree with you, Landini. I just think, I wouldn't even say he's trying to develop a promising media career. He has one.
He has it. But, you know,
like,
but
dude, you're on Monday Night Football.
I am not going to put all of it on him. That four-letter network he works for, that's what they push. Be as outlandish as you can. You know, disrespect all the people that you're supposed to be trying to support. You know, that's what Stephen A. has done, and it got him big time. And, hell, when people see a path, and they see Stephen A. can pay like $10 million a year, right? You think the other people are not going to follow that same suit? You know,
right.
When you work for certain people, they want you to do things a certain way. And that's what he's following. So I can't just blame him. And that is what media has become. Media has not become content, real content. Media has become, what the hell can you say to make everybody want to click on it?
You know, and this is going to be crazy. I think where Robert makes mistakes in this is he makes it about himself. Like, this thing, my work, you know, his biggest regret. Even when he did the Caleb Williams shouldn't go to Chicago thing, he kind of, like, made it about himself. Stephen A., for all of his bombasticness, usually doesn't inject himself into every conversation.
Well, he can't because he didn't play anything like the level that Robert at least played. Like.
For sure. I think maybe that could be the advice is just, see, Robert, like, we care about your opinions.
I think ultimately what comes down to it, you don't personally have to be involved in everything. When you've done it, when you played at a level, you will always try to give an example of what you did, because I think a lot of people, I think Robert can pick up a little bit from this. When you talk about what you've done, you talk about not just the good, too. You talk about the negative, and that'll give people a different mindset. But it's kind of like Stephen A. knock a lot of people, but he never say, well, like when I did it, because he can't say that at all.
Right.
But he'll knock people for what they've done when he never had a chance in hell to do it. And that benefits him for the people that pays his check.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.